Proclamation number 3752, dated the April 25th, 1946. Struggle for faith not in vain. And I say this to comfort you, that you will not struggle in vain if only you want to reach me. Because I value your will and shall support you, even if you do not clearly recognize it. I will draw you to me, but you also have to apply strength yourselves and request it from me, otherwise you cannot become perfect. And this is why you occasionally have to find yourselves in a state of weakness and try to overcome it. You have to be active yourselves, and I will bless you. And thus your faith will grow stronger the more often you seem to be in a sorry state and keep getting back on your feet again with my help. You don't understand that faith is to be subject to upheavals when it ought to stand firm, and that these upheavals are my will or my permission because they are intended to lead the person into maturity of faith. A strong faith no longer allows itself to become disturbed, and then the human being will have achieved his goal on earth. But as long as he is still uncertain in times of hardship, he is not yet strong enough and needs testing. He requires tests of faith, which he will be able to pass with confidence in me. Anyone who wants to acquire a profoundly unwavering faith will reach his goal, since I will look after him especially kindly. The earthly hardship will accomplish that the human being will firmly and sincerely unite with me and thus become conscious of my presence, and then he will totally trust in me, thus never ever doubt me, my love and might. Then he will have strong faith which will give him inner calm. He will no longer fear the world, he will not fear earthly hardship, because he will meet everything with my strength which permeates him. He will know that he is not alone and will completely entrust himself to me and my guidance. I want to draw you to myself if only you would strive towards me of your own free will. What would be more natural but to help you in every way, since I myself consider it utmost bliss for you to become my own? Thus no person's struggle will be in vain, it will lead him to the goal, and every difficulty, every earthly or spiritual hardship is a means for progress, because they increase the heartfelt relationship with me and thereby my supply of strength is guaranteed. But a person permeated by my strength will achieve anything, and anyone who wants to receive strength and grace and verifies this through heartfelt prayer will never leave empty-handed, and the effect becomes clearly evident where profound faith shall be made known before the world. Then the person who persistently endeavors to strengthen his faith will not waver, then my flow of strength will also become visibly evident, so that he can provide a living testimony to his fellow human beings of the strength of faith, which is available to everyone who struggles for a strong faith, whose all applies to me and whom I therefore draw towards me because he has been my own since eternity and shall eternally remain my own. The determination to be able to believe firmly and steadfastly is also the guarantee to attain a strong, firm faith, because such will is blessed by me. Amen.